The Missouri River flooded homes, businesses, and highways across the Show Me State's midsection during the summer of 93. On July 30th, the river crested at more than 15 feet above flood stage at Jefferson City. Floodwaters stripped chunks of concrete from the Highway 5463 interchange on the north side of the river, and water nearly reached the ceiling inside Jefferson City's airport. Judd Knieven has worked for the Army Corps of Engineers for more than 20 years and was here for the 93 flood. He says the tiny community of Cedar City, which had merged with Jeff City 4 years before the flood, was completely submerged.
Cedar City, following the flood, FEMA came in and bought out the community. So what we see over there, the streets and stuff, are remnants of 1993, and the few homes that exist were people that didn't sell their homes, but for the most part, that community's gone.
Cedar City now mostly consists of parks and businesses. Those companies and the few homes that are still occupied have to comply with floodplain regulations. Another community further down the Missouri River also had to move. The unincorporated village of Rhineland was deluged 3 times during the summer of 93, which led residents there to accept a FEMA buyout. Steve Worley is Rhineland's chairman of the board, but back then he owned the local restaurant and tavern.
It put us out of, out of business for probably a month. We also had our house was down there too, and it had 3 foot of water in it too.
Your house did?
Yes, yes.
Most of Rhineland was moved to a bluff overlooking the old town site. Worley says he had his house moved uphill, as did several other residents, while some built new homes on the bluff. Some parts of Rhineland are still in the floodplain, including a ballpark, a few businesses, and the volunteer fire department. The levee that guarded the village failed in 1993. It's since been rebuilt and redesigned to prevent breaches and limit where overtopping can occur. John Noltensmeyer serves as head of both the Rhineland Volunteer Fire Department and the Tri-County Levee District.
It's designed now to overtop on what we call the lower end of the district and fill in backwards so that we've got just a big 7,000-acre standing pool of water rather than a piece of the channel of the Missouri River coming through.
The levees across from Jefferson City were also rebuilt, but to the same 30-foot height that they were during the 93 flood. Judd Knieven with the Corps of Engineers says at the time there were serious discussions about building a federal levee that would have been 38 feet high, but that city officials lost interest.
Once you kind of get everything back to normal and you get the highways back to normal and things seem to be moving in a productive manner, the interest in looking towards the future kind of falls off. And that's not a dig on anyone, that's just the way it works.
In response, Jefferson City Administrator Nathan Nicholas says the federal buyout of Old Cedar City largely dampened any desire by city officials to help foot the bill for a federal levee. Meanwhile, Knieven says the Corps of Engineers has worked harder over the past 20 years to improve cooperation with other agencies. That includes providing up-to-date flood data to the National Weather Service.
It's important for them to know if a levee overtopped and failed, because that affects their forecast on the river.
Knieven also says the Corps puts more emphasis on flood prep by conducting a spring flood assessment every January. He adds that they've also worked harder to offer assistance and training to state and local officials in Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.